Good morning, New York. This is the Katz Roundtable, and it's Sunday morning. And this is John Katzimatidis, and it's a beautiful day out. With us this morning is a famous actor, Tony Danza. And Tony is a star of television, stage, silver screen. And he's a board member of the Police Athletic League, and he believes in helping children. Good morning, Tony Danza. How are you feeling?
Good morning, John.
Did you have your coffee yet on Sunday morning?
Yes, oh yes, I'm all ready for you. I couldn't wait. I can't wait to be on Catching the Corner. What are you kidding me? This is unbelievable.
Well, sorry for waking you up so early, but, you know, we got to get the show on the road. Is that the way you say it in show business?
That's right, and the show must go on also.
Now, you've worked very hard with the Police Athletic League, and, you know, we have 35,000, 40,000 kids, and you've selected a bunch to try to give them a start in show business. Tell our audience, what are you doing?
Well, actually, John, it's not to give them a start in show business. You know, the slogan of the program, what happened is I got brought onto the board to be the face of PAL boxing because I was a PAL fighter. I was a PAL kid, and I was a PAL, I boxed for the Police Athletic League. Well, I was honored, but I thought, geez, we're going to attract three kids and hurt them. Maybe we could think of something that's a little bit more appealing and less dangerous. And so we came up with a program called PAL.
And you know, we've voted against the boxing.
I know, we did. We turned it down, you know, because it's an anachronism. We shouldn't, I mean, as much as it helped me, you know, change my life, just getting your head banged around is just not the best thing for you. So anyway, we tried a program that I was working, I was volunteering in another place, the All Stars, saw this program. And basically, it's an acting program. It's PAL acting. And here's the slogan, because when you teach a kid how to act, you teach a kid how to act. And because when you're an actor, you have to listen. You have to speak clearly. You have to look people in the eye. You got to be present. All the things you have to do in life. You got to, you know, let your guard down and be part of something bigger than yourself even. These are things we have to do in life. And what we find in this program is an amazing metamorphosis in the kids. It really changes them. You talk to kids today, John, the thing that they tell you is they don't have a stake in this thing we call life. And a lot of them think they're not going to be around that long. You know, Coolio says in Gangster's Paradise, I'm 23, never will I see 24. Well, if you think like that, why not make a bad choice? You know, and so this program sort of gives them a little stake. It teaches them. And one of the big things the kids are missing today, John, and what we had and we take for granted, I think, are the great models we grew up with. Everywhere we looked when we were kids were great models, good behavioral models. Now the kids have to look for a good model. And I think that's what PAL, you know, PAL provides. PAL provides that kind of a model so that kids can, you know, when I was a kid, I went to the PAL on Chestnut on Fulton Street in East New York under the L, and there were two guys there. They were cops. And they were there every day. I went back, they were still there. So it was like that thing that you get when you're there for people.
And how many kids did you get involved in your first group?
Well, we started with 15 kids up in Harlem at the PAL program, at the PAL Center on 119th in Manhattan. And it was rough, believe me. You know, it's personal. Going to them is tough. It's better when they come to us. But by the end of the program, we had more kids than we started with, and everybody talked about how great an experience it was. We've since had a fall-winter, and we just graduated 40 kids a couple of weeks ago, and we make a big thing out of the graduation. The parents come, they get a drama medal. And you know, John, that I'm trying to throw this benefit for this program because, you know, if we had an acting program in every PAL center in New York, an after-school acting program, because all the kids want to be an actor, so it's a great way to get them. Then once you
tell
get
us,
them, you give them
tell
the
us
other
about
stuff.
Now, I understand you have, is it a graduation ceremony?
Yeah,
you have a big event going on at John Jay College on June 20th, is it?
June 20th, we're doing a benefit for this program. It's called Tony and the Stars of Tomorrow. And it's a whole bunch of the kids from the program who graduated the program. They're going to put on a production number. We're going to have a few testimonials. We searched high and far and wide for an entertainer that was not only entertaining but affordable. And we came up with me. So I'm going to do a little bit of show that night. The band is going to be there, and we're going to try to. We're going to have a meet and greet. It's at John Jay College on the 20th of June at I don't even know what time, 7:30, excuse me. And it's an attempt, John, think about this. We have PAL centers in all the most dangerous precincts in New York. If we had an acting program in all those places, we could be part of the solution. Because if you have cops meet kids in that kind of an atmosphere,
it gives
before
a chance,
trouble.
It gives a chance for these kids to survive and possibly come up with a career. I agree with you 110%.
And Tony Danza, you're doing God's work. I'm going
to
put it on the board. I want to see if we can give internships to the graduates so we can incentivize the program. How's that idea, John?
That is wonderful. Now, let me ask one more question because we only have 30 seconds left.
Thank you.
Give me the website where our audience could come look into it and buy tickets or come to
you
the show.
You go to the PAL website. What is it called? It's PAL.org, isn't it? I'm not even sure.
You go to the New York City Police website, and you look for the Tony Danza show that's going to be put on.
Tony and the Stars, the 20th. It's a benefit.
You'll see it on the website.
And come out and buy tickets and support the kids because we're going to change the city.
Well, God bless you, Tony, and everything you do. And if you save a dozen lives, that's a dozen more that, you know.
John, I take my inspiration for you. I don't think a lot of people know how generous and how steadfast a supporter you are of not only PAL, but a lot of charity in the city, you and your wife, Margo. And believe me, I take my inspiration from you.
Well, Tony Danza, thank you for waking up early and telling the audience about what's going on. And God bless you, and I'll be there on June 20th.
Thank you, John. I so appreciate the time, too. I so appreciate it. Thank you.
This is the Cats Roundtable. We'll be right back.